And they got your head so messed up, everybody got their high and don't like nobody else's. Yeah, the whiskey drinkers have always looked down on the winos. Reefer smokers now got an attitude about whiskey drinkers. And all at once, the cocaine snorters think they're more sophisticated than the reefer smokers. And the coffee drinkers hate them all. And yet, there is more stomach cancer caused in America every day from drinking coffee than lung cancer from smoking cigarettes. And after enough of us been riding it long enough, Harvard University, with their old tricky self, had finally come out now and said, cancer of the colon is caused more from drinking coffee than anything else. And to show you how insignificant nothing they got you, ain't nothing you can do about it but keep on drinking coffee. That's what's so sad. Oh, I know smoking cigarettes cause cancer, but I can't stop. But if them same folks told you smoking cigarettes in your automobile would corrode your engine, it would be no more smoking in the car. Now, that's kind of sad. Because they've manipulated us to the extent that these educational institutions ain't nothing but tricks. And if they was what they're supposed to be, y'all wouldn't be doing half the negative stuff y'all be. They'd be going down on these campuses. Something wrong. The same murdering pimps that manipulates the world, these is the ones that put these educational systems together. And they didn't put them together to educate you, but to manipulate your mind. And all of them was put together to do one thing, to teach you how to make a living so you would never understand how to live. That's what it's all about. And most of y'all in colleges across this country today, you can't do nothing to change it because most of y'all go to college under false pretense. Half y'all go to college because your mother and father went to college, the other half go because they didn't go. I got two children in college and I give them two instructions. Don't go to college, go to God. That means spend as much time dealing with that God force as you do dealing with that trigonometry and all that other old game they be running down. Because it ain't nothing but a game. You serious? And the sad part about it is most of y'all don't even know it's a game. The hell y'all sitting reading Shakespeare? Your Shakespeare wouldn't read that mess if he was back here now. You serious? They got y'all's heads so white. Y'all will walk across this campus and won't even speak to one another trying to go to some class to read some old Shakespearean mess. Pass a damn human being to go read some dead stuff. And you niggas do it. You niggas got attitude. This nigga don't like this nigga. This group don't like y'all crazy. That whole game. Somewhere, that whole thing, you got to understand that the true education facilities is in the top of your head. Not in no college university. Controlled by the same force that controls the universe. And that true education facility on the top of your head will never open up until it's around an oasis of love. Most of these colleges and universities number cesspools of hatred. That whole game. That whole game somewhere. And once you start seeing it and looking at it and see the game they play, go to the movie. Don't go to the movie to be entertained. Go to see what them pimps, because movies do one of three things. They tell you what they're fixing to do, what they're doing, and what they already done. And the movie for Atlanta, they already made the movie for Atlanta. All them horror monster movies where they be snatching folks, taking them to the research lab. That's all Atlanta is.